Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster along with Ray Allen. Ray and I welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. Ray producing and engineering our program on the other side of the glass. But even if there wasn't any glass here, we'd still be wishing Ray a very good show here on Buckmaster on this Monday, May 9th, 2016. Hope you had a great weekend. Coming to you from AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's Voice. We live stream our show here at KVOI.com and on my website, BuckmasterShow.com. Our live line number, 790-2040. If you'd like to get in on the Monday political face-off, love to hear from you. If you'd love to become a friend of the show, it's very easy. Just go to our Facebook page, and we also do Twitter at Buckmaster Show. We do begin with the Monday political face-off, followed at 12:30 by our Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona monthly scam alert. And then we close out the show with the monthly visit from Dr. Mark Sykes, CEO of the Tucson-based Planetary Science Institute. Our Monday political face-off features commentators John Munger, Tucson attorney and former president of the Arizona Board of Regents and 2010 Republican candidate for Arizona governor, and Vince Robigo, longtime Democrat Party activist and former Arizona Attorney General candidate, also in 2010. And Vince is currently the head of the Hispanic Caucus for the Democratic Party of Pima County. The Monday Political Face-Off is sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Moe specializes in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services, and hanging systems. In other words, he makes house calls. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, moesgallery.com, and on Facebook. John and Vince, I hope you had a good weekend.
Good Mother's Day.
Very good this Mother's weekend. Day. And happy belated Mother's Day to all those.
And even for those of us who have lost our moms, it's just a good day to reflect, isn't it?
Yep, it's a good day. Yes. Think of your mother and all the wonderful things she did for you.
You bet. It is with sadness and out of really deep respect that we do note the tragedy over that happened Saturday morning. Former state lawmaker and Pima County Supervisor Ann Day killed in a horrible traffic accident on Sunrise up by the Westward Look Hotel. Witnesses say young man who hit Mrs. Day head-on was traveling like 80 miles an hour, and so it just was a really bad scene. And John, I know you worked very closely over the years with Supervisor, former lawmaker Ann Day.
I did, and I mourn the loss of Ann, and she was a wonderful lady and a very, very nice person, very outspoken, very opinionated. She had her views. And we didn't always agree, but she was a very nice person, and she cared a lot about our state and our county.
And she could work across the aisle, Vince.
Oh, she certainly could.
She really, she would, you may not agree with her, but she would make her position known, and then she would be open to hear what you had to say.
Absolutely, and that's what, you know, made her a great civil servant. She was tough. A politician and had a lot of experience, but she was a good person and worked with others on issues. Find the areas that you wouldn't agree with someone on, but then look for areas that you could agree on and work towards achieving things for the state. So it's the loss for the Day family and certainly for the community on both sides of the aisle that saw her and benefited from her manner and her work and her civil service over many, many years, both at the legislature as well as for Pima County.
And our deepest sympathies again to the entire the Day family. And over the years, I interviewed Supervisor Day many times on television and on radio, and she was always available. You would call her at home, and if I needed an interview or a comment, she always made herself available.
Yeah, she was very nice person, genuinely nice person.
So, John, what happens now that Donald Trump is the presumptive nominee of the Republican Party? Is it what do Republicans do who find themselves maybe turned off about Mr. Trump? What are they supposed to do? How are they deciding?
Well, everybody's got to decide how how they're going to go. Good news about Donald Trump is he brings a very attractive positions to the Republican Party. There was a poll out by Rasmussen Polls just last week, very well-known national polling company, that showed that for every Republican Trump loses, he gains two Democrats. So all the people that have been saying we need to broaden the base of the party, Trump is in the process of doing that. He's a very attractive candidate to a whole lot of people, some of whom have been fed up over the years and don't vote. I think Trump has some attraction to the union workers, the workers across the country, blue-collar people who are fed up with both parties and the way they've operated. There's genuine reform going on, a realignment of the Republican Party, and that's hard for some people to understand. They're afraid of it. They want to see everything just like it was. The problem is that you've got to constantly add new voters, and you've got to be looking to attract new voters to your agenda. And Trump is clearly doing that across the country, according to these polls. So he's got a wide attraction. People are focused on, what are a few Republicans doing? You know, I don't care.
Yeah,
what,
Lindsey Graham.
Who cares about Lindsey Graham? Who cares about Romney?
Yeah, I was just going to say Mitt Romney. You've got the Bushes.
I don't care. I just don't care. I'm fed up with just more of the same. People who want it to be the same. And I have to tell you that people who have used the Republican Party all these years to get what they want, and something goes not according to their liking, and
they're out.
And they're out. You know, that's crazy. and, you know, I get, you know, Jeff Flake's a good example. I've had it with people like that who want support. Fine, go find support. But if you don't support the person who won a majority of the Republicans to run in a primary, then fine, go someplace else, because we have a candidate who's going to be very attractive to a very broad base of Americans who are just fed up with this system.
All right, Vince.
Well, I take the opposite view, and the reality is that Trump is narrowing his base substantially among key voting groups. And narrowing the base of the Republican Party, which is exactly why you see the only two living former U.S. presidents not backing Trump, living Republican presidents, excuse me,
the two Bushes,
correct, Bushes, George W. Bush and George.
They've said they're sitting out the election.
George Bush, you have the last prior candidate on behalf of the Republican Party,
Mr. Romney.
Mitt Romney. You have the sitting Speaker of the House,
Paul Ryan.
Not sitting out. He just wants to talk with Trump. They'll be together by the end of the week.
So far it hasn't happened, and in the entire history of our country, that has never happened, where a sitting if he refuses, if he doesn't go along with them, it will be the first time in U.S. history. But he's not the only one. There are many others, ranging from people in Congress. I mean, the reality is that what and the voting groups that I'm referring to, that John is saying that he's broadening the base, relying on some poll, talking about Democrats, some purportedly shifting over. The reality is that Trump's negatives and decreasing the voter base amongst women, which since 1964, more women have voted in general elections than men.
And, how about minorities?
And since the 80s, yeah, more women have voted at a higher rate, mm-hmm, in the general election. And Trump's comments and misogynistic comments towards women and attitude towards women really have been shocking to women across the board on all political parties. And that's a huge component of the general election. So you look at women. Then you can go down the line and you look at Hispanics, for example. Now, just days ago, there was an article in, for example, the Los Angeles Times talking about a Republican stronghold, for example, in California. And there's not a, there are not many. But in California, for example, Orange County, and how that the issue that they've been seeing is that they are unable to attract Hispanic voters because of Donald Trump's attacks on Hispanic immigrants and his crude sort of method and methodology of attacking people. And so you have Republicans in Republican areas trying to broaden the base. And the article was all about how it's not broadening the base and amongst that demographic of voters. Well, and that's not the only one. We can talk about Asians. Here's a comments against immigrants. There was a poll done by the Asian Pacific, I forget the exact, AZPIA, that talked about what Asian voters would do. And even if they were just talking about a generic candidate, and if they may have agreed with the candidate on some issues, that if the candidate was like anti-immigration and had these sort of perspectives that, that have been sort of attributed to Donald Trump, that they would not vote for that candidate. So you look at Asians, you look at Hispanics, you look at women, and then that's even before you get into these other issues of saying he just wants to ban Muslims coming into the country,
no,
things of that nature.
No. See, he never said he wanted to ban Muslims. He said he wanted to pause till we knew who they were. There's a whole lot of things going on where people are talking about Donald Trump as if he said he wanted to ban Muslims forever. That's not what he said. People's perspective about the women voters. What has he said about the women? He hasn't said anything. He's made his daughter's running his company. I mean, if he hated women so much, why would he have his daughter running his company?
You know, I guess he missed comments. The Megyn Kelly comments and talking about where he attacked her and
Kelly,
said that blood was coming out of her the various orifices. Then he tried to back off. It was all over the country.
Megyn Kelly attacked.
How you could have missed
Kelly
that?
Megyn Kelly attacked him.
But he attacked women and aspects of women, and you're just want to refuse. If you're going to get on that bandwagon,
I got to tell you, that right. Donald Trump is not a trained politician. Everybody would admit that. He talks like
a
normal human being, and he makes comments we all make, and you and I, Vince, have made crude comments about somebody and or about something that we don't want to attribute it.
Speak for yourself. Well, I don't make the kind of comments Trump makes.
I'm not perfect, and I, you know.
Lump me in
but
with Trump.
But I think that the real key is polls are showing for every Republican he loses, he's picking up two Democrats.
Okay, we're gonna take a break right here. John and Vince, in rare form today, we'll be right back on the Monday Political Face-Off. This is Bill Buckmaster with some exciting news. You could win a $1,000 or a $500 travel voucher to one of 16 nonstop destinations from Tucson International Airport in the Travel Smart with TUS contest. Register for free through Tucson International Airport's Facebook or Twitter pages, or go to the website travelsmarttus.com. Good luck. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. The Regional Transportation Authority is funding new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The 20-year plan also includes roadway improvement projects and transit service enhancements to get you where you want to go. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region a better place to live, work, and play. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
What if you could see tomorrow? Biosphere 2. Find out why visitors journey here from all over to explore future life on our planet. Guided tours take you inside and behind the scenes of this fascinating 21st century research experiment. Now, experience our new What If interactive event series every Saturday at this must-see wonder of the world. At Biosphere 2, you will see tomorrow.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona is setting the standard for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. Being accredited with BBB means that your business holds the same high standards and consumers can count on you to keep your word. Hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans use our website every month. Make sure they find your business. Call us today to discuss the many benefits of BBB accreditation at 888-6161 or go to our website at bbb.org/Tucson.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, our Monday political face-off. John Munger, Vince Robigo with us. Brought to us by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, our Monday political face-off, sponsored by Moe, and we thank him for his support. Chuck has called us at 790-2040. Hello, Chuck.
Hello.
What's on your mind?
Well, you talk about the Democrats and the Republicans, but they have both moved so far to the left and to the right that a lot of people have dropped out of the system and become independents because they're moderate. The big deal on both parties should be to get moderates back into their parties.
Well, let me make a comment, Chuck. You know, the funny thing about Donald Trump is the conservatives attack him because they think he's too liberal, and the liberals attack him because they think he's too conservative. And what does that tell you? It tells you that he's a very practical politician with a conservative bent. And what we've got to do is get people in there who will solve problems and solve problems from the right perspective. The strength of Donald Trump is that, for example, Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House. Paul Ryan simply said this week, look, I don't know enough about Donald Trump. I want to talk. They're going to sit down and talk on Thursday. Paul Ryan's got an agenda for the House of Representatives, and he wants to make sure that they've coordinated on what their agendas are. And I'll bet you a dime to a dollar that they come out Thursday afternoon and say, hey, you know, isn't this great? We've figured out we can work together.
There'll be a photo op of the two of them smiling and shaking hands?
Yeah, I think what we need is somebody who understands how bad business is in this country. Mm. Business, folks, for those of you that aren't in business is really bad. There are a few areas of this country like the Silicon Valley and Wall Street where there's lots of money floating around. But every place else in the country still feels like it's a recession.
Still feeling like 2008. Huh?
Yeah. And Donald Trump understands that and wants to get jobs going again and make this country, put the country back to work.
Hmm.
So I think, you know, let's not just focus on Donald Trump.
Okay.
You look at Hillary Clinton, you talk about a problem waiting to happen. I mean, that woman everybody understands she's a crook.
Vince.
And she's going to get indicted.
Let me just say that, I disagree with what John has said. The Republican leaders that have been coming out against Trump have not been coming out because they say he's just not conservative enough. Therefore, that proves Trump is a moderate. They say that he doesn't have the temperament or judgment to be president. All of them have consistently said that, and also that he's not consistent. And to Paul Ryan, this meeting isn't just about, oh, let's figure out some policies to go forward together. It was Paul Ryan who criticized Donald Trump's comments about Muslims, pointed out that he was insulting women and Hispanics, and that he had refused to distance himself from the former KKK leader. So it's more than just that. So unless Donald Trump gives on something, you're not going to see them come together. And this is why. Paul Ryan, what he has done is he gave a permission slip to those down the ballot Republicans, both in the Senate and also in the House, to not have to back Trump. So by him stepping away and saying, I'm not doing this yet, it allows them to go their separate ways if they needed to try to save their own
the
seats. And if you look at our own state, John McCain, who's come out and said he backs the nominee and he'll back Trump, privately was caught on tape this past week saying that if Trump is on the top of the ticket, that this will be the race of his life.
Wow.
So that's what's really happening.
Well, John McCain is already in the race of his life. As to John McCain and Lindsey Graham, my view of it is they want to fight every war with American troops, every war that we could possibly fight. Every place in the world they want to send troops. And Donald Trump is saying, look, Let's step back, rebuild our military so that we're far and away the strongest country in the world. But let's be cautious and only fight where we have national interests. And when we do, make the other countries that want to rely on us, make them participate.
Or pay for it.
And I think the other thing that people just, the ideologues of this country, have a fit about is that Donald Trump wants to sit down and negotiate. For example, he said, I want to sit down and negotiate with Paul Ryan.
All right, let's go.
That's a strength, not a weakness.
Greg, thank you for holding at 790-2040. Trump reminds you of who, Greg?
Well, Jesse Ventura. Jesse Ventura was one of those guys like Trump. Jesse wasn't a politician, and that's why he got elected governor of Minnesota. And I think, like Jesse, Trump will probably serve one term and then decide that he doesn't need to struggle. I mean, I think he's going to make a good president, and here's why. As John was saying a minute ago, he knows how to negotiate. And by the way, do you think that Donald Trump as president would have done the Iran deal? That's a rhetorical question.
No way.
He wouldn't have given it back billions. Secondly, in this country, this president has been more divisive of the races than anybody since a Klan member. I mean, any time like that professor that tried to break into his own house, a black man.
Okay, I agree with that. To interrupt. You cannot say that the president of the United States has been more divisive than a Klan member.
That is just so factually
unsupported.
He's very divisive. He has ripped this country apart. Look at what you're talking about.
To compare the president of the United States to say that he has been as divisive as a KKK member, John, that is just beyond the pale.
I don't know.
And if you want to talk about those sorts
about
of things,
that, but well, I know well, that he's well, been well, very well, divisive.
Well, you know, we're about to jump on the bandwagon there with that. But the reality is that kind of comment is just unfounded.
Vince, that's the problem. You take everything.
I take what people say and I address it. I took that statement and I addressed it.
What the guy was saying is...
No, I heard what he said.
I understand.
And that's not... Don't try to apologize. Let me speak, John, because you're trying to backtrack and say something that he didn't say. He said this president was more divisive than a Klan member over the term of this presidency with his attitude towards race. The reality has been the opposite. And because of his race, he has actually been viewed as not... overly pontificating on racial issues because of the nature of the fact that he is African American.
Right,
and if you want to talk about military, you were bringing up military. Look at Hillary Clinton. Look what Robert Gates, Republican, former defense secretary, said, that she's a superb representative for the United States. Or how about General David Petraeus, former director of the CIA, said that she would be a tremendous president. So if you want to talk about somebody that would be an effective president, somebody who has done things, yeah, and somebody who has respect and support and acknowledgments by top Republicans, that's Hillary Clinton.
Let's go back to what this guy said.
And real quickly,
what this
John,
guy
please.
Said was... He was speaking in hyperbole, and I understand what he was saying. He was trying to say simply that Barack Obama has been very divisive. Maybe he took it a step too far, but I understood what he was trying to say. And what I'm tired of and what the people are tired of is this gotcha. Oh, I heard you say something, and I'm going to stick you with it. Well, Vince, now you've gotten your chance.
Go ahead,
you're
John,
leaning right. towards
I'm
the mic, so
you,
let
John.
Me finish.
I haven't said that. I'm listening to you. All I did was
you know,
sit
the guy,
up.
I understood what the guy was here. Saying. And insofar as Hillary okay. is concerned, try Libya. That worked out well. Try the Russian reset button. That worked out beautifully.
All right, guys. Vince and John, thank you very much. Hope you both have a great week. Thanks a lot. Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. And we will be right back. We'll tell you about our scam of the month alert from the Better Business Bureau.
Do bees worry you? Do bees scare you? Would you like to know a pest control company who can give you options in dealing with this situation? How about bee removal? Or would you prefer to send them straight to bee heaven? Five Star Termite and Pest Control can give you these options. Call the professionals at Five Star, 886-0045. Fivestar-termite.com.
Five Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Do you have what it takes to be a dog's best friend? Or maybe you prefer a cat who'll rule the roost? Either way, you can find your ideal pet during PetSmart's National Adoption Weekend, Friday, May 13th to Sunday, May 15th. The Humane Society of Southern Arizona will have the most adorable animals you've ever seen at PetSmart on Broadway and Pantano and PetSmart at River and Orange Grove. $25 adoptions for adult animals, $50 adoptions for pets 6 months and under. Licensing fees may apply. Learn more about the Humane Society of Southern Arizona at hssaz.org.
Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Every year, eager travelers journey to Europe to experience the Yuletide season at its very best. With the glittering backdrop of winter white hilltops and extravagantly decorated cities, get swept up in the enchantment that's in the air. Let's not forget the most magical part of all, Europe's famous Christmas markets, renowned for their festive atmosphere, great food and drink, and handcrafted gifts. Experience the magic of the holidays aboard an Amal Waterways river cruise. Call Bon Voyage Travel to plan your Christmas market cruise and save up to 40%. Bon Voyage Travel, 797-1110.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Join us Tuesday as we talk with Arizona Governor Doug Ducey. Also, we'll talk with State Representative Bruce Wheeler, plus the Arts Report presented by Fox Tucson Theater on Buckmaster Live, noon to 1 on Tucson's Voice, AM 1030 KVOI with live streaming podcasts and our archive at buckmastershow.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, getting things rolling here in the month of May on the Buckmaster Show, our monthly interview segment featuring our monthly scam alert presented by the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. Ryan Foster is the communications manager of the BBB Southern Arizona, which covers six Southern Arizona.
Five counties.
Five Southern Arizona counties. How are you, sir?
I'm great. How are you?
Very good. It was nice to see the BBB getting some very good publicity today in the Arizona Daily Star. Kudos to the Star and to the BBB. Good article.
Yeah, thanks. We love when other people talk about us, and especially good stuff. So
good
we were happy to see that.
The Torch Awards. We have been talking about that event leading up to it. It was last Thursday, Cinco de Mayo. How did it go?
It went really well. Everyone had a really great time. The food was wonderful. Casino Del Sol did a great job. And I would like to do a little quick shout out to our winners and our sponsors. For the Ethics Award, it was Vistoso Automotive that won that one. And Claire's Cafe won the Good Neighbor Award, and Brake Max Car Care Centers won the Customer Excellence Award. And of course, we couldn't do the event without our sponsors, so a big thank you to Cox Business, Ameriprise Financial, Phil Pappas, and Raskob Camborian Financial Advisors.
What was the vetting process, Ryan, like for these winners to get to this stage, to be awarded this really great honor?
Well, anyone can nominate themselves or a colleague or their boss or a business they love, and then once we get all those nominations in, we submit those to our panel of judges, and they look through everything and see how they do their business based on which category they submitted, and then we present the winners.
And these are companies that that really believe, obviously, in customer service.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's one of our main things. We always want people to take care of their customers, and that's, you know, it's very, very easy to do to take care of your customers. Just answer the questions and do the right thing.
Well, there are some, unfortunately, people that don't do the right thing, and that's where we get into our monthly scam alert. What are we watching out for this particular month, Ryan?
Well, there's always seasonal scams that you need to look out for. At this time of year, people are planning on vacations and getting out of town, and these are things you should look for. You might have received a call or an email. You may even have seen something on social media about someone trying to offer you a discount for a trip or that you qualify for a free trip. But really, they're usually just trying to take your information, trying to take your credit card number to, you know, just in any way they can get it. So they'll try to use all these sneaky ways to capture that information.
And they'll call you at home. They'll call you on the cell phone. I tell you, if I get one more call for someone telling me I've won a cruise to the Bahamas on my cell phone and calling at every imaginable hour, it's crazy. I don't know how they get all these different numbers. We've got an unlisted number. They find it. But they hey, you won a big trip. And then there's the group that's been calling around saying, well, you know, it's going to be 100 degrees probably end of the week. Here we go. What about we can take care of your special air conditioning needs?
Oh, yeah. That kind of stuff is very prominent this time of year, too.
Or we'll put a new roof on your house for like $1,200.
Yeah.
Something outrageous.
Yeah. They always take advantage of different things that are happening throughout the year to get you in the wallet, and it's pretty bad usually.
So it really is unfortunate that people do fall for this. Is there anything else that our listeners should be aware of?
Yeah, we are actually doing an investigation within our operations department. It's for a company in Vail. They have an F rating with BBB, and it's actually a gun company, and they're called Weapon Works, and that is with an X and Works. And they've received several complaints in the last few months, and consumers are claiming that they send their gun in to get worked on, but they never receive it back, or that it's still broken, or something different is broken on it than when they originally sent it in. So it's a pretty scary situation, especially with what the business pertains to.
How are they advertising this Weapons Works group? Are they making calls, or how are people hearing about them?
I think that they were just a company that's, you know, Vail's on a very large community, so there's not a ton of other options. So I think people are just choosing that one since it's what they have available.
And they have received a failing mark, an F.
Correct.
Rating.
They have an F. They have not responded to complaints. And for the ones that they have, they didn't really provide a good answer to those. So that's why people have been pretty upset.
Ryan Foster is here from the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. Let's talk a little bit about these businesses and how does a business become, you don't call them members per se, you call them accredited business. So what's the process?
So anyone can look up a business on our website, bbb.org/Tucson, and that gives people an insight into different companies, that shows their complaints, that shows some general information about them. But then there are those that have gone through the vetting process with us, and those are called accredited businesses. They have gone through our system, we've looked them up, we've have them go against 7 standards that we have. And if they adhere to all those standards, then they can become an accredited business. That gives them the opportunity to use our BBB logo on their invoicing, their business cards, all that, to show people that they are an accredited business. They are trustworthy. They've gone through these steps to make sure that people know that they are trustworthy.
And if someone has a complaint, how does the whole, we talked about the rating, this company in Vail that has an F rating.
Yes.
How does that process work?
So we are basically the middleman in that situation. We treat everyone fairly in that, customers and businesses alike. So we'll receive the complaint and we'll send it to the business owner. They have time to respond and make good on what they, whatever the customer is complaining about. So we're trying to alleviate some tension and some awkwardness between people by, you know, helping them out in that resolution.
And then that can be done over the internet.
Yes. We want people to submit complaints through our website, bbb.org/Tucson. And it has to be in writing, just that we have everything down and everything's legitimate.
And how long does a business, if a business gets a bad rating, and can they clear that up by a certain, is there a process for clearing their names?
Yeah, so there is an algorithm that goes into our complaint process. And once a company responds to the complaints and they keep doing what they need to be doing, then that rating can go up. It's great. It's as long as you're doing the right thing, then that's how you keep your rating good.
And there are 5 counties, right?
Yes.
That you serve. So Sierra Vista and Cochise County, one of them. So
yes.
So people have any complaints, or they can go again onto the website for anything in the 5 county area.
Yeah. We got a lot of great resources on there for businesses and also consumers. So you can find whatever you need.
You know, I found interesting in that Arizona Daily Star, they listed the top 10 complaint about industries, auto dealers, new cars, top of the list, furniture. Last month, we talked a little bit about that one furniture company.
Yes, Circus Furniture.
Yes, Circus, where the guy stands out on the corner and they're going out of business sale, and that's been going on for months.
Right.
Has there been anything new with that particular group?
We actually submitted their complaints to the Attorney General, so we're kind of waiting to see what comes out of that.
All right. So more information, best place, the website.
Yes, bbb.org/Tucson.
Okay, Ryan Foster, always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks for having me.
Okay, coming up on 12:44 on the Buckmaster Show, we will be right back.
This year, the Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 10 years of delivering projects across Pima County. More than 730 multimodal projects help you reach your destinations. Thanks to our partners in the public for collaboration, participation, and support of the RTA plan. By delivering both mobility and economic benefits to our communities, the RTA truly is making a difference. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Traveling is more than just the flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved. And with almost 60 flights a day taking off from Tucson International Airport nonstop to San Diego, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Salt Lake City, Denver, Portland, Seattle, Dallas, Houston, Minneapolis, Chicago, Atlanta, and easy one-stop connections to hundreds of destinations around the world, you can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. Our business and technology section takes a different look at the economy from the Mises Institute, the Taxpayers Protection Alliance, Mises Global Economic Trend Analysis, and the Daily Bell. It is business and technology news from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
What if you could see tomorrow? Biosphere 2. Find out why visitors journey here from all over to explore future life on our planet. Guided tours take you inside and behind the scenes of this fascinating 21st century research experiment. Now, experience our new What If interactive event series every Saturday at this must-see wonder of the world. At Biosphere 2, you will see tomorrow.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Memorial Day weekend just around the corner. Silver City's got their 21st annual Silver City Blues and Bikes Festival, and it's just 3 hours east of Tucson. Here's the good news. Taj Mahal Trio, the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, are the headliners, and it's free. So this is a great event. Check it out, southwestnewmexico.org. This has turned out to be one of the big blues events in the United States now. Pinos Altos Cabins and many, many other great places to stay, all listed there at southwestnewmexico.org. Well, the Transit of Mercury
It happened. It's over now, but it did go on this morning. Dr. Mark Sykes joining us now, CEO and director of the Planetary Science Institute, based right here in Tucson, has just celebrated its 44th anniversary of a nonprofit engaged in the exploration of the solar system. Hey, how are you?
I'm great.
Did you get a chance to watch any of the live transit?
Online, yeah.
Yeah, well. So yeah. It's not Mercury's orbit takes it between Earth and the Sun about every 4 months, but it's when it transits, that's a different story. That only happens, I guess, 13 or 14 times every 100 years.
Yeah, Mercury's orbit is inclined relative to ours, or our orbit tilted, mm-hmm. and so we all have to be in the right kind of position to see Mercury cross the disk of the Sun from our viewpoint. And so 13-14, that's not too bad.
No,
you know, Venus is a lot less common. Uh-huh. You know, because again, it's further away. It's more geometry issues.
Yeah. If folks did view it online, they would have seen a little black dot crossing the equator, I guess, of the Sun.
Well, okay, the disk of the Sun. It wasn't didn't go quite across the equator, but it was very cool looking.
How's it going now with these three Earth-like planets are still there? How is it going, right? But this was news last week about the potential for life on three Earth-like planets.
Yeah.
And here's the good news. It's only 40 light years away.
You know, it's in the hood.
It's in our neighborhood.
Yes, and they're in the Goldilocks zone. Not too cold, not too hot. Just right. In other words, that's where you'd expect liquid water to be on the or that if there was liquid water there on the surface, that it wouldn't either freeze or just vaporize into water vapor. And so, so this is, you know, another place to look. It's in a smaller red star, so a lot cooler than our sun. And so whether you know, there's life there or not, you know, who knows? But it's starting to pile up. You know, mm-hmm. the number of places where there could be life, if, you know, imagining our life being transported to some of these objects.
And 40 light years away is not, I guess, in terms of some of these other Earth-like planets, that's fairly close.
Yes. A lot of these Earth-like planets are hundreds or thousands of light years away, because we're seeing pass in front of the stars. So that's how we know that they're there from like Kepler. But being 40 is very close. So the closest star, Alpha Centauri, is only a handful of light years away. So it's like within 10 times that.
What happened with SpaceX? I heard they a couple of times now they've been able to have a rocket stage on one of their ocean barges. Two times is
great success.
It's almost a trend.
This is a really a great success because by being able to bring something back solid on the ground, where they can then refurbish it and use it again, it just saves that much cost from the cost of sending something up to a low Earth orbit from the Earth. So it's a great accomplishment. Amazing that they can bring this long tube back with some retro rockets and land it on a pallet floating out in the ocean. It's a great technical accomplishment, and it makes access to, ultimately it will make access to space cheaper.
Yeah, and it kind of is the next step in kind of a shuttle technology, right? I mean,
I don't know about shuttle, but just in getting from A to B, you know, mm-hmm. getting from the surface of the Earth up to orbit and then back down a bit, you know, the canonical value is like $20,000 a pound. To send something up into Earth orbit. So anything that we can do to reduce that cost increases the opportunities for doing a variety of things, you know, up in orbit, you know, making it more accessible for maybe space tourism or stuff like that once we get into orbital type activities.
Yeah, and about a couple hundred years ago, Wells Fargo and those people were talking about how cheap they could move cargo across the country by wagon. In the end, when you're talking about this kind of cargo, it does boil down to economics.
Yeah, and SpaceX has been real innovators, and they're moving into the market, you know, as a consequence of their lower costs.
PSI, your organization, your senior scientist, one of your senior scientists, Alexis Rodriguez, had some good news. Tsunamis apparently don't happen just on Earth.
That's right. They have little signs, tsunami warning stuff on Mars as well.
They're in orange color for the Martian.
It's not billions of years ago that there is this great ocean around the northern hemisphere of Mars. And because people would see morphologies on the surface that kind of suggested that there had been a large pool of standing water there, but what was lacking was a clear shoreline, like the ring that you see around Lake Powell or something. Mm-hmm. You go out mm-hmm. there as the water evaporates, a ring of beaches around this area, and what Alexis found out or determined was that actually there had been probably a number of impacts, asteroid impacts in these oceans, about every 3 million years or so, causing these about maybe a crater about 30 kilometers in diameter, but causing these great tsunamis, these waves, then inundating the shore and sculpting out huge sections of shoreline on this northern hemisphere ocean. And so as a consequence, when you look at it today, when it's all dried up, mm-hmm. You see the scalloping stuff, but you don't see the beachfront property that you'd expect to see on the surrounding an ocean. So this helps to give us some understanding into why our expectations are not what we see. That there were these tsunamis on that planet early in the solar system.
And I guess they must have been pretty big tsunamis. Yeah. I don't know how many thousand feet high.
They're going in like 100 kilometers more into up to shore. It's when he traces some of these patterns out, you look at it and go, wow, that's quite a monster. Mm-hmm. That's quite a monstrous tsunami. But the shape of the deposited material and the backwash of the boulders and stuff like that is just like you see on the Earth.
Mm.
And that's the wonderful thing about studying a planet like Mars is that. We can compare mm-hmm. the same processes mm-hmm. on the Earth and Mars mm-hmm. and perhaps learn something more about both places.
And there were giant oceans then on Mars?
Yeah, in the past.
Yeah.
And some giant seas in the south.
I mean, were they like our own oceans, like a Pacific Ocean?
Yeah, huge
like that?
Balls of tubs of water on the surface.
And when did Mars dry out?
I think it's on time scales of a couple of billion years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And but Mars goes through also these wobbling of its orientation mm-hmm. over the time too, and so that also complicates things because things can freeze up or get warmer or whatever.
But Mars is fascinating because I think we can we kind of see our own past when we're looking at Mars.
Maybe our own future, too.
Maybe that would be.
Well, Mars has always been inviting, since Edgar Rice Burroughs and company. We've projected ourselves onto the surface of Mars through our fiction and fantasies for over 100 years. And maybe one of these days we'll actually figure out how to not just go there and come back like in The Martian, but maybe go there and expand human presence on another world.
Yeah, maybe we'll go there someday and do some gardening.
Yeah. Musk wants to do that.
That leads me to, thank you so much, Mark. Great to see you. It leads me to our fine sponsor, Green Things. And if you've got a green thumb, which sometimes I have one, but other times not so. But it's easy when you go to Green Things because the roses that grow there grew up there. So when you take them to your home, it's not a huge shock when they're put in a pot or put in the ground. They do well. So check out Green Things. Their website is greenthingsaz.com. They're at 3384 East River Road, just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. Jack and Jan have done a great job over there, expanded from Started off with 4 acres, now to 13 acres. So it is a gardening destination in itself. Do you do any gardening at all, Mark? Or?
Yes, I do. Very poorly.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm in your camp, Bill.
There you go. Yeah. So there's something to be learned, right?
Yes.
All right. Coming up this afternoon, 4 Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw. Ray Allen also will be involved with that program. And then Wake Up Tucson 6 to 8 in the morning. Tomorrow morning, and then the Daily Double, Chris DeSimone and a different guest host every day, and then me, along with Ray, will be back tomorrow. We've got the governor tomorrow, Ray, one of our interviews, so that's going to be an outstanding program. That's coming up on Buckmaster tomorrow. Till then, have a great afternoon and evening.